Estevan, Remembrance Day in Estevan felt a little closer to normal this year. The annual service for the Energy City, organized by the Estevan branch of the Royal Canadian Legion, was held Friday at the Estevan Comprehensive School, the first time it has been held at the Comp. Since 2019, the last two editions were held outdoors at the city's cenotaph due to restrictions associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of the familiar elements associated with the indoor service returned this year, too, after condensed programs were held in 2020 and 2021. After the opening prayers and processional, there was the playing of the last post, 2 minutes of silence and reveille. Legion President Jim Frosty Forrest read the roll of honor, the list of people from the Estevan area who have died while serving their country. Forrest and Sergeant at Arms Willie Forrest placed a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Jacob Pyra read the beloved poem In Flanders Field. William Duncan and his sister Rachel were this year's guest speakers. They discussed the 80th anniversary of the Dieppe raid. A later story will have more on their presentation. An offering was taken for disabled war veterans, and at that time, a multimedia presentation was shown. The cenotaph service followed, with dignitaries, community leaders, service group representatives, veterans and others laying wreaths at the temporary structure. Members of the No. 30 Wiley Mitchell Air Cadet Squadron and the No. 2901 Estevan Army Cadet Squadron served as guards at the cenotaph and accompanied those laying wreaths. The full number of wreaths were laid this year. In the past 2 years, only a few wreaths were placed at the outdoor cenotaph. The ceremony ended with those in attendance singing God Save the King, the first time it has been sung at a Remembrance Day service in 70 years. Lunch was served at the Legion after the service. There was supposed to be a brief outdoor service at the cenotaph, but it was called off due to the weather conditions. The next edition of the Mercury will have more on this story.